Yeah, it was a much better job. I said to the guys after the second period, the chances that we gave off the rush were because of our turnovers at the top of the circle, which was progress from the other night because we didn't get into the offensive zone. But the bottom line is we had to be better in that area, and that complicated the start of the second period for us. And then finally, we got some momentum going and drew some power plays. You draw power plays, usually you're putting the team on their heels and they're forced to take those penalties. And it's been a while since we've done that. We haven't had a lot of power plays lately, and for us to get some tonight for the right reasons, it was an important part of it.
Yeah, the power play in the second period sort of turned the tides in the game with the two goals there.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, geez, we had, I think, two posts and two pucks that went underneath Nedeljkovic. One hit his pad and off the post and underneath him that looked like they were going in the net. They were wide open nets. We had some really good looks in our power play in the third period where we fanned on shots. Like, they were wide open nets. And, I think just probably, forcing a little bit too much and trying to put everything behind it when in reality is it just put it on net and you're good. Yeah, it's been an important part, especially on the penalty kill because of the, we've struggled with goals against in some of the games that we haven't played well, and that's been really a constant since the second game of the year. I think we've given up four power play goals in our last, if we've played 15 games, I think the last 13 games we've given up four power play goals. So that's been trending in the right direction for a while, and the power play is consistently generating opportunities. And we scored on two tonight, and we probably should have had another two, maybe in the third period. So it was the power play was good enough tonight not to have to practice tomorrow. So the guys are happy about that. Well, I think the timely and the big saves that he made, I thought there were a few instances where he created more work for us and himself with some rebounds that probably should have been controlled. But other than that, I think he's getting more comfortable and more confident with his game. And, it's a big jump, and, there's such high expectations for him. But the reality is he's no different than any other 20-year-old that's got to take their bumps and learned the pro game and what's involved in it to be successful.
How do you feel Rovio's performance since his send out? How has his game evolved since then?
Yeah, I thought his first game, as expected, because he comes into playing in Hershey not having played much, he struggled quite a bit. But with the exception of one game, I think three of the next four have been pretty good. And he's a very talented player and big body, skates well. Does a lot of things that you look for in a hockey player, and I think his confidence once he gets back up to where it was throughout the Flyers training camp, he'll make even more contributions than he is now.
Somebody alluded to up in Philly regarding Mishas, they weren't loving his compete level consistency there. Is that something you've sort of honed in on as well?
Well, I think there's a lot of energy that goes into a training camp where you're asked to play. If they played eight exhibition games, I think he played seven of them, and you're knocking on the door. There's a lot of stress. You want to make the team. You're getting close, and you really don't want to make a mistake that's going to send you down. And for him to be able to go in there and basically steal a job from another player. That's not easy. That doesn't happen too often. And that's one of those situations that management of an NHL team, they welcome it. They would love to be able to have somebody knock down the door and take a spot. But the reality is it's pretty hard to do it. And he did that. And I think his first two games he played quite a bit and made contributions. But then all of a sudden, it probably caught up to him. The adrenaline had worn off. He survived the cuts, made the team, played a couple games, played well. And, you don't get the benefit of the doubt when you're a first-year player. So as things started trending, I don't want to say negatively, but when things stopped happening for him, his ice time decreased. And then when he's getting on the ice, he's not probably physically having the same energy when you play all the time. You're cold, you sit and you wait, and you make a couple mistakes and that ice time gets cut, and then you're the odd guy out. You don't play for a couple weeks, and your game sharpness goes. So it's a hard that whole process is hard, and any player that's been through it, they probably say the same thing. Like, you've just got to be on top, because you just don't get the benefit of the doubt. You got to prove it every single night.
For tonight, how happy were you with the OT period, with the sense of urgency and all the chances?
Yeah, overtime is something that up until last week, we've pretty much done a 5-minute overtime in every practice. There are things that we want to try to do offensively and defensively, and then also how we change and everything. So tonight was the best execution of it. Like, we might not have even given up a shot. And the possession time that we had with it was another key part of it. Caught them in some situations where they couldn't make changes. And then when they were in the defensive zone, our coverage is the way we do it is to make sure that we're protecting what's the most dangerous, and our execution on that didn't allow them to penetrate into the slot area, and as a result we were able to recover pucks and go on the attack multiple times. So a lot of good stuff in the overtime and throughout the whole game, and it's I think the biggest plus to this game is the fact that we bounced back from Saturday night. That was a disappointment. You look at that game and it's 5-4, and we got a wide open net with 4 seconds left at the end of the second period, and then we come out in third period and really don't do a whole lot that's positive. And I like the way our guys bounced back tonight. It was good.
Do you have to drag TJ off the ice in order to get practice too, or is that just in-game?
Yeah, there's a couple guys we've got to drag off the ice. They think it's just their play time. So, but. He had the two opportunities that he'd missed the net on. I think maybe net and save, and he's not going to miss on the third one, that's for sure.
How important is TJ to both on the ice and off the ice? What have you seen from him as far as leadership in the room?
Well, he's a guy that doesn't get rattled. He's very calm and collected, and his ability to do things offensively on the power play, make plays and get reads to know when to go on the offense and on the attack in the rush. Those are talents that come from experience, and that's a huge part of our defenseman's responsibility, is identifying the right times to go and not to go. So that's that experience is good for our other players to be able to see.